from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We will bring you some mayo a little later, maybe. We know that Jacoby Brissett's going to speak at 11:30. Tom Kern will be with us at 12:30 today instead of noon. Tommy is back after a month down. And we get Tommy at 12:30 because everybody's talking down there. I don't know if there's going to be some open locker room today or anything, but Tommy was like, hey, 12:30 works. So we work with him because he is down there covering everything. And some of the stuff that kind of jumps out from Jerod Mayo, that Jacoby Brissett's the starting quarterback right now. If May comes in and plays great, of course, there's a chance he could end up getting the job. So Mayo didn't completely close the door on that. Said that everybody was there and ready to rock. And a lot of it was basically some of the, you know, I don't know if there was anything really outside the norm of what we haven't heard already from Jerod. Everybody's going to ask him about the quarterback stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is the biggest question. Obviously, it's not a surprise at all.
Hopefully somebody asked him who his starting left tackle is going to be.
I mean, that is kind of the more important question.
Sure, but we don't care about the linemen until you realize you don't have them, and then week three, people call and bitch.
No,
doesn't matter now, and don't spend money on it like John in Rhode Island. But
I do think that they're missing an opportunity to really, because the low hanging fruit is the quarterback situation,
of course.
And I get it. I get caught up in it too because you're just obsessed with it. It's such an important position. But the real question is, how are they going to manage that front five, those five guys? Because it doesn't matter who you play. It doesn't matter, you know, who you throw in there. If none of those guys can block, but it's not exciting enough to talk about, but is in a way more important than your starting quarterback. Because the other thing that Mayo said, and again, we'll get some of this audio for you as soon as we grab it and edit it up, is that if who starts at quarterback, they're not relying on like the people around them. It's not like, hey, it doesn't matter if we have young receivers, old receivers, a young offensive line, good offensive line, doesn't matter. That's not part of his decision.
Right.
Because Jacoby Brissett is going to have to deal with the same set of circumstances as Drake May.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but Jacoby Brissett has already played for crappy teams with leaky O-lines.
Yeah,
and has been in a spot like this before.
But who's to say that, you know, Drake May isn't better suited to deal with those crappy situations? We're so concerned with him and fearful of him, of screwing up Drake May and, you know, debilitating and slowing down his learning process.
Yep.
That we're like, not worth it. How many times in that meeting room is the coaching staff, the offensive coachings, coaches going to say, not really worth it right now? Is it really worth it? Like, you know Jerod Mayo asking Van Pelt, is it really worth it to find out? Or can you think we can wait?
I think the answer would be we can wait, but the answer also might be, well, let's see how we do up front. I mean, they might, I think it's another thing to sort of drive home too. All new people in new roles. And while there is some carryover, it's new people doing different things. Even for DeMarcus Covington, this is the first day of school. Yeah, he's been down there forever, but he always had Mayo and Steve Belichick around. Now it's his deal to run, just like it's Mayo's to run. And I think if you're the OC, the one thing, look, I don't know if Alex Van Pelt will ever be a head coach in the National Football League, but this is his best chance, meaning, if this guy can run an offense for 2 years and Drake May can eventually get in there this season and improve and not be great, but just be good. I think we've seen even Josh McDaniels, 1 year of good Mac Jones, ended up getting him another head coaching job. So if I'm Alex Van Pelt, I'm taking care of the Patriots, but in taking care of the Patriots, I'm also taking care of myself and this quarterback who, if this guy just has one good season, then Alex Van Pelt is going to vault up charts to maybe have a chance to get a head coaching job. So I think you can kind of balance both a little bit. And if the kid doesn't play right away, it's not like it's the end of the world. That's the part of this that kind of gets me. If it's just shove him in there, then okay. If you're willing to live with the consequences of that, just to get five extra games of the guy out there while everybody on the coaching staff is learning to do what they need to do and putting together a roster and running the organization.
See, why do the consequences?
It just becomes too much.
Why do the consequences, when you say if you're willing to live with the consequences?
You know why? Because they're the ones who've set that standard. They're the ones who said all offseason, this is the legacy pick. They're the ones who put, so Mayo and Wolf, because we can't control our mouth. We got to put it. They're the ones. They already put it on themselves, Christian. All I can do is react to it because they said this is their pick. This was their legacy guy. So therefore, if they rush and screw it up, they're the ones who put it out there for the owner to go, well, you idiots said this on this day about this player.
See, the consequences could be good. They could be good consequences. They don't necessarily have to be bad. I just look at it as, I mean, I just know that they're always going to err on the side of caution.
Well, in this instance, they should.
I think in a way, he being a Drake May, is going to have to be so, you know, evolved and so different we don't have a choice. You'd be a dope not to start this guy. Yeah, but, the rush, the leaky offensive line, the same game plan that they're going to put for Jacoby Brissett, they're going to have for Drake May.
Of course.
When it comes to, hey, if you don't have an offensive line, well, what are you going to do?
Well,
quick passes, this and that. You're going to focus on running the football. You're going to get the ball out of my hands quick. Any third and long situation, listen, we're going to have to either just dump it and live to fight another day, or tuck it away, take the sack, that whole thing.
It's early Mac from 21. If the kid is in there, you want to be running it as much as, or maybe even a little bit more, as you are throwing it, and then ultimately and incrementally give May a little more rope and a little more rope to where you can get it to the point to where it's either evened up by the end of the year or you're throwing a little more than you're running. Because that's one thing about 2021 that people have kind of forgotten about now that it's all blown up is if you go back and look at the way they handled Mac, it wasn't, here's the Patriots offense, kid, go run it. It was, here's stage one, here's stage two.
Very limited playbook. Not a lot of check with me's at the line of scrimmage. You don't give him a lot of mental, you don't give him a lot of plays that, you know, require a lot of like mental gymnastics, you know, last second type of like decisions when the clock is running down where you know like there's a greater chance of him making a mistake. You know, if you look at it, and that's why I was like, I wasn't even look at that whole, like, you know, Giants Hard Knocks where they brought in Drake May and he was in front of Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants. And it was like, oh, look at how he retains the information. Doesn't mean he's better at retaining information than Jaden Daniels. Doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean that he's better at Caleb. I don't know. Maybe he learns differently. And under pressure like that, you know, isn't a real indication of how smart and how good he can really be.
Well, knowing it, but then practically applying it on the football field are also two different things. You can know where to go with the ball, but if all of a sudden a pass rusher flashes in front of your face, do you change your arm angle, throw it sideways, make an interception, get it knocked down?
And I would say, like,
the knowledge is a part of it, but applying the knowledge is arguably the bigger translation.
The other thing about the whole, like, memorizing the play, I know I love teasing Chris Sims. I love it, right? Because he couldn't get the freaking play right when John Gruden was, like, giving him the play before he got in the huddle. He couldn't repeat it, even though he had spent the whole day and the morning and the night before learning the play. Kept screwing it up. My thing is, like, they give you training wheels. Every single quarterback has the entire play on a wristband.
Correct.
You know what they do? They go, play 15. He looks at the stupid thing. He reads it off. that they gone are the days where maybe the really old days where they would have like multiple like subs, and the subs would sit right by the head coach or the offensive coordinator. They would give the play to that receiver or that back or that tight end.
They run it in.
And they would. So two people. It was like a game of telephone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I remember doing this in high school. I used to hate it. And I would be running and going, X-ray, don't talk to me. X-ray. And the quarterback would be like, what's the play? I'm like, damn it. If you forgot any of it,
just throw it to me over the middle.
No. You literally had to transfer the play to the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't have hand signals. It was so archaic. But no, they just look at the freaking play. Hey, what is it? X, Y, Z, Z, Y, X, Y, cross. Okay, that's it. You have to memorize the play if you don't want to. In case of emergency, they would like you to.
Yeah.
But you can easily put a rookie out there, play 15, freaking one line. All right. So there's no adjustments, no nothing. Call it and run it. What if they do this? I'll call timeout. No big deal. To me, the idea that this guy is incapable of starting is, I think people are just assuming that Jacoby Brissett is going to run away with it.
Oh, no. He may look worse. Oh, no. My Drake May thoughts have zero to do with Jacoby Brissett or his ability to play or not. This is all about, I'll go back to it. You said this is your legacy. They said it, not me. This isn't me piling on Mayo. Mayo and Wolf talked about this is the pick they got to get right. It's the legacy pick. So let's see what they do with it. Are they going to be overly cautious? Are they going to be overly reckless? Are they going to be somewhere in between? Do they look at their old line and go, Jesus, I don't. You know what? Right now, that group puts my guy in jeopardy. And Jacoby, this is why we're paying you a bunch of money. Go take the hits and take your $500,000 a week, and there you go.
Don't complain to me because we're giving you $8 million for the year.
Yeah, seriously. And you know what? And the guy knows he's going to get it and all that. And we will hear from Jacoby Brissett a little bit later on. So what will the Patriots miss most about Bill Belichick? That question was posed to Fourier. We bring it to you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.